From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday that Israel and Jordan had agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence and spiraling unrest between Israelis and Palestinians. This includes video monitoring at Jerusalem's most sacred site, known to Jews as the Temple Mount and to Muslims as Haram al-Sharif. Secretary Kerry in Amman, Jordan.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has agreed to what I think is an excellent suggestion by King Abdullah to provide 24-hour video coverage of all sites on the Temple Mount, Haram al-Sharif. This will provide comprehensive visibility and transparency, and that could really be a game changer in discouraging anybody from disturbing the sanctity of this holy site.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that he welcomes cooperation to secure the area.
Israel believes that those who visit or worship on the Temple Mount must be allowed to do so in peace, free from violence, from threats, from intimidation, and from provocations. We will continue to ensure access to the Temple Mount for peaceful worshipers and visitors while maintaining public order and security. We welcome increased coordination between the Israeli authorities and the Jordanian Waqf, including to ensure that visitors and worshipers demonstrate restraint and respect for the sanctity of the area.
The Jordanian foreign minister said the issues are complex, but that the parties involved could overcome what may be perceived as insurmountable difficulties. On Saturday, Israeli police killed a Palestinian man who allegedly had attempted to stab a security official at a crossing point between Israel and the West Bank. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karras.